Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Short Draw Fire Command transferred to DNRC team. Firefighters battle over 40,000 acre blaze. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation County Assist Team, under the leadership of Incident Commander David Hamilton, has officially taken command of the Short Draw Fire, located 30 miles north of Gillette. The fire, which began on September 11th, has consumed an estimated 40,000 acres. The cause of the blaze remains undetermined. The transition of command from local firefighting resources to the DNRC team occurred on Saturday as the fire continued to grow in intensity, driven by unpredictable weather patterns and challenging terrain. The key objectives of the team are to protect residential properties, grazing rangelands, and limit the fire's spread within its current perimeter. Firefighters aim to minimize further damage by engaging the fire directly when safe conditions allow, prioritizing the safety of personnel and local communities. A combination of ground and aerial efforts have been underway to control the fire. Currently, 228 personnel are engaged in the firefighting effort, supported by 30 engines, 6 helicopters and aircraft, 7 hand crews, and 4 pieces of heavy equipment. Hand crews, engine teams, and dozers work to reinforce control lines on the north, east, and west sides of the fire. Those teams are also patrolling for hot spots and working with the fire's interior to prevent any flare-ups from breaching the control lines. Aerial support over the weekend, including helicopters and aircraft, continued to play a critical role in containing the fire by dropping water and retardants along its edge. The southern and southwestern portions of the fire remain particularly active, where structure protection efforts are ongoing to safeguard nearby homes and infrastructure. Over the weekend, all evacuation warnings and notices that were associated with the Short Draw Fire were rescinded. The Powder River County Sheriff's Office rescinded the evacuation warning for Montana residents east of Buffalo Creek all the way to Butte Creek Road from the state line to Powder River. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office rescinded the evacuation notice for the Wyoming residents of Borderline Estates Ranchettes. They did ask you to continue to avoid the fire area as crews and aerial resources continue fire suppression efforts. The roads remain closed to local non-traffic. Ensuring firefighter safety and protecting life and preservation of grazing lands are most important. Senators Barrasso and Lummis back bill to protect Western farms from foreign land purchases. U.S. Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis are co-sponsoring the bipartisan Protecting American Agriculture from Foreign Adversaries Act of 2024. The legislation, led by Senator Mike Braun, aims to increase oversight on agricultural land purchases by foreign adversaries, specifically China, North Korea, Russia, and Iran. Senator Barrasso highlighted the threat posed by foreign control over U.S. farmland, especially from China, calling it a direct risk to national and food security. Senator Lummis echoed these concerns, emphasizing that protecting Wyoming's farmland is crucial for safeguarding the state's residents and their livelihoods. The bill would give the Secretary of Agriculture a permanent role in reviewing foreign land transactions and ensure great scrutiny on deals involving U.S. agricultural resources. The House of Representatives recently passed a companion bill to this legislation. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.